Yo, it's the Whistle While You Twerk podcast with
Megbo
and Isaiah.
Dun, 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 dun. Thank you for being a friend. Dun, 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 dun. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Bum, 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 bum. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Okay, Christina.
What up, motherfuckers?
We're back!
Tinkle!
Tinkle!
Oh, shit. I bet you guys didn't think we were going to come back, did you?
Oh.
We were in a little hiatus. We had a lot going on. Like,
Jesus.
A lot.
I mean, it is a pandemic, but and it was the holidays, but a lot of shit went down.
Yeah.
Big shit,
I called it a pandemic. A pandemic Lovato. Because it was just a mess.
My gosh. I mean, you got COVID.
I got COVID again. If I get it one more time, I get a free ice cream or something? Like,
you get a free Krispy Kreme donut.
Goddamn, three times. Twice already.
Oh my gosh. My dog died.
Oh, TT.
Died on Thanksgiving morning.
Ew, this fucking White Claw tastes like medicine. Taste it. Ew. Robitussin.
Ew.
Yeah, TT died.
You lost your car?
I lost my car.
In the
there
flood.
Was a flood.
What was that, Hurricane Ida?
Yeah.
Fucking Ida. Leave us alone.
Idaho, no Utah. Shit. No, it was a lot going on. I lost my car, the second round of COVID.
You went blind.
My eyes. Yes, guys. You don't understand. Like, something crazy happened. I woke up one day and my eye was red and, like, cloudy. Everything was cloudy.
I thought he was a dusty-ass bitch who had pink eye.
My right eye. And then a week later, it was my left eye and my right eye. So everything looked like a club except no music, no fun or sex. It was just smoke everywhere. So then, 20 days later, I finally decided to go to the optometrist because I kept going to my general practitioner and they were giving me antibiotics and...
Nothing was working.
And they were like freaking out at the optometrist. They're like, you need to go to a specialist. Point is, we got it resolved. Thank fucking God. But because it was bad.
But
it
you have
bad.
To get glasses, right?
I did lose some vision. So instead of 20/20 vision, which is perfect, it's 20/30.
And it's 20/22 now.
It's funny because I learned what 20/20 means. It means...
Barbara Walters.
That's not the right show.
Yeah, she was 20/20.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
She was 20. Now she's 220. So it means you can see something 20 feet away. So what... You see, if you have 20/20 vision...
Oh, shit, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just learned that lost my eyesight.
There's no way. I mean, they always say I have perfect vision. There's no fucking way I could read anything 20 feet away. I'm always squinting.
Oh, then you need... You probably have good vision, but perfect vision is very... Like, I feel like it's rare to have anything perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, perfect titties. Impossible.
Oh, but Betty White passed away also. My God, 2022 just so far has been just a total shit stain of a year.
You know, Betty White passing away, leave it to Betty White to pass away on the 31st, hours
before the ball dropped.
My balls dropped. And, you know, I was crying. I literally was crying.
Me too. I mean, the Golden Girls taught me comedy. I literally have seen every single episode of the Golden Girls, like at least a dozen times each episode. Even the Empty Nest episode that nobody likes. I've even seen that a couple times.
Which is the Empty Nest episode?
I think it's the end of season 3. It's the last episode. It's called Empty Nest. And it's the worst episode because it became a spinoff. So they were trying to make a spinoff. And the Golden Girls is in literally one scene. And then the rest is like this girl and her father. And it's fucking weird.
Ew, what the fuck?
And then they never went back to it again. And thank God, because it was like the worst show ever.
They did have their Golden Palace spinoff.
Well, yeah, Golden Palace happened, which is now on Hulu. They finally put all the episodes on Hulu. In addition to the Golden Girls. I mean, they've always been.
So the Golden Palace is like a spinoff of the Golden Girls, except who's not in it?
Bea Arthur. Okay. So Dorothy got married on the show and then left the Golden Girls. She pretty much said, this is the end. We're not going to top this.
Yeah.
It's season 7.
And they didn't.
And I don't want us to go down. I want to leave on a high.
Yeah.
Is what Bea Arthur said. And Betty White and Rue McClanahan and Estelle Getty were like, what the hell? Like, come on. We're like...
We're old already.
We're old and we're hot.
No one's going to hire us. So, we got to keep doing our thing.
So they did a new TV show called The Golden Palace where I think Blanche bought a hotel and now they're working at a hotel running it.
Okay.
And it only lasted 2 seasons and then failed.
I remember you showed me a clip from there. Like it was like a racist clip.
That, yeah, it's an episode where Rue McClanahan...
A.K.A. She's, Blanche.
She's from the South, so she's a Confederate. And she has a Confederate flag up and this and that. And, you know, it really taught people racism. I mean, they always hit subjects right on the head. You know what I mean? That were controversial. And leave it to the Golden Girls to do that.
For sure. So we will miss you, Betty White.
We'll miss you, Betty. Her 100th birthday is January 17th, so that's this week.
So supposedly there is a movie, her last role, and they said that people might never see it because it might be too hard for people.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That I just read something a couple of days ago, and it said her last role might be too hard for people to see, so you might never even see the light of day.
She didn't do a lot of movies, but I fucking love the movie The Proposal. And she plays the grandma.
With Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
Love them both.
Hysterical, that movie. If you haven't seen it, Betty White steals the movie.
Yeah, for sure. She steals anything she's in.
She steals anything. She's just so genuinely hilarious.
Yeah, she was a great, great, great person.
Definitely was. And then fucking Bob Saget passing away.
Oh my God.
Like, my 90s heart can't bear losing my TV grandma and TV dad all in 1 week. 2 weeks. They were a week apart from each other.
Yeah. No, they weren't.
Yeah, practically.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. They were like 10 days.
Poor Betty. Days. Poor Bob. I mean, my God, he died with his hand on his chest in his Orlando Ritz-Carlton hotel suite.
Damn.
He died in his sleep. No foul play, no drugs.
Yeah, but
it could have been 90s, a silent heart attack.
In the 90s, he did a lot of cocaine. That was known of him, that he was a big cocaine user. That doesn't make him a bad person. I'm just saying this.
Yeah.
That takes a toll on you. You know, you get a heart attack in the middle of your sleep, you're done. Like, it's not like you're up and around people, you know, to be able to get help.
Yeah, they call that a silent heart attack.
Yeah.
Poor Bob Saget! Remember the Tourette's guy viral video?
Oh my God!
Bob Saget!
Wow, I remember that. That was so long ago. You're old.
I mean, it was viral.
That was when viral first was a thing.
Yeah.
Like with shoes and Charlie Bit Me.
And he just made like an eerie post about Betty White. And he questioned the afterlife in the post of Betty White's. And he goes, well, if Betty always said that when I die, I know I'm going to be reunited with Alan Ludden, who was her third husband. And he goes, if that's what Betty believes, then I hope that that's what happens.
Do you know what actually took Betty?
Didn't she have a stroke?
Yeah, she had a stroke.
A week before.
And her...
last words were...
Alan. Her husband.
That's what Vicki Lawrence reported. Vicki Lawrence was from the Carol Burnett Show.
But also, her personal assistant was the one that was there.
Yeah.
And she said...
But Vicki Lawrence was the one who broke the news.
Who the fuck is Vicki Lawrence?
From the Carol Burnett Show.
Who the fuck is Carol Burnett? You have to explain this stuff, Megan, because everyone that's listening to this has no idea who these people
Carol
are.
Carol Burnett was before SNL, and she was the hottest comedy show. She had Cher's costume person.
Oh.
That's...
Okay. I know who Carol Burnett is.
Bob Mackie.
People listening are not going to know.
Bob Mackie was Cher's costume person, who was one of the most famous costume people ever, and they did the Carol Burnett Show. And that's why she had the most outrageous costumes. And it was just so funny because she would have false boobs, false butts. And it was just outrageous. Carol Burnett Show. If you ever want a good laugh, just go watch Carol Burnett bloopers.
Yeah, it is funny. I've watched it a few times.
But Vicki Lawrence was a fan of Carol Burnett's, and she wrote her a letter saying, I'm just like you. I love to sing and dance. And people always said that I reminded. She called Vicki Lawrence's home phone number, and her mother answered the phone and goes, hello, this is Carol Burnett. Is Vicki Lawrence there? And her mom pauses and goes, Vicki! And then that was history. They became, wow. She came onto her show, and it was Vicki Lawrence, Carol Burnett, Tim Conway, and my father's going to kick me because I can't remember the last guy's name.
Damn. It's so interesting how it was so easy back then.
But it wasn't.
You just really love someone, and you have talent, you write a letter, and but it
it's
was.
It's about knowing people, I guess.
But at the same time, like now, you got to fight for a spot. You want a spot, you got to fight for it. You know, you got... a million other podcasters, a million other TikTokers.
Everybody thinks that they're a whistle while you twerk. You know what
and
I mean?
By the way, we just posted a new TikTok yesterday. Go check it out. And on Reels. It's actually pretty
hysterical. Isaias is so funny. He's really good. At least one of us is involved in TikTok.
I have a whole face full of makeup and eyelashes and everything. It's actually a hoot and a holler. And
it definitely
a holler
is.
For a dollar.
Well, I guess talking about TV icons passing away, I think it's only appropriate to transition into
TV, Netflix, movies, and boobies.
Ooh, shake them.
Ooh, shake them, Isaias.
We're actually thinking of changing up our segments, but we'll see. So don't be surprised if you hear something different
something new.
In the coming episodes. Come.
So we have to talk about the Sex and the City, and there you have it.
Oh, my God. No, it's... And what was it?
As You Like It?
No.
As You Were?
Oh my God, why can't I think of it? And
Just Like That.
And Just...
I had to look down and on my phone. And Just Like That. I never say that right.
And Just Like That. And, you know...
As You Were. Like, literally.
That show is, like,
cringe. I told you that. You loved it from the start.
I did. I loved the first two episodes. And then... The third episode with Miranda and the fingering and the weed.
That was episode 5.
Whatever the fuck.
Oh
and
my
they're
God.
All mixing together because I'm just like
Miranda
staring
getting,
at a mess.
Miranda getting finger fucked and screaming in the kitchen. I was like, oh my God.
So Carrie got like this hip surgery and she's in her bed and like passed out on medicine. Miranda's getting fucked in the kitchen by Carrie's boss, who is a female/they/them. And
they're from Grey's Anatomy.
I don't watch that garbage. And they're taking shots and smoking weed. And the boss is blowing weed in Miranda's mouth, with her mouth, with their mouth. And then starts fingering her. Oh, my God. And then Carrie wakes up and is watching this thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it was so bizarre.
It was so crazy. Definitely Team Samantha. I don't know about you.
They don't shut the fuck up about Samantha.
Yeah.
She's not even on the fucking show.
I would be so beyond pissed yet flattered at the same time.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Like
they just can't let it go.
She's not even on the show. Let it go.
Let it go. They could have just said, oh, she moved to London and stopped talking to us.
The funny thing is they text her. They pretend they're texting her.
Yeah.
And, like, she's texting them back. But it's not Samantha. We know
this. It's
not
this. Real. She hates them.
Yeah,
she even said.
But not for nothing. They make it known that she hates them even in the show.
Yeah.
Because Carrie's like, I miss you. And Samantha, doesn't write back.
You see, like, the dots of iPhones where she looks like she's typing and then deletes it. And then doesn't say it back. Which, I would have done the same fucking thing. F you.
But, yeah.
SJP.
That whole, the show is like, I don't even understand, like...
I love the plot line with Charlotte and their daughter, daughter, Rock.
Yeah, it used to be Rose, now is Rock.
Yeah.
And Charlotte does not know how to handle this.
It's so realistic, like, I believe that this would happen to Charlotte.
But the father is somehow, like, cool with it. Like, he's not, like, as bothered as Charlotte is. He's like, okay, whatever.
Well, you don't remember on the series, like, he would be sweating, and then he had a hairy back, and she made him wax his back, and she made him change for her. You know? So he was just like a little schmuck, you know what I mean? A little schmuck lawyer doing his own thing, and fell in love with Charlotte, and Charlotte fell in love with this dirty little sweaty
hamster,
but she loved him, and they had a family together. I love his character. Can't think of his name.
And then Big.
Oh, my God.
Big
Well, those
dying.
Accusations are awful. My God.
you know, Peloton pulled his ad.
They cut him out of the finale episode.
Yeah. I mean, as it should be.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's dead. He's dead. What, are you going to bring him up for the finale?
And piss people off? Yeah.
No, but not even that. I'm saying, like, he's dead. Like, why do you need a finale with him? What, is going to come out, be a zombie?
Yeah, it he's was going to be where she's spreading his ashes, and he was going to be next to her.
Oh, like a ghost.
Like a ghost.
Okay, okay, okay.
But then they decided, you know what, on the chop block, we don't need it. It's not necessary, yeah. And it's not worth losing followers over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And causing outrage.
Because they already got approved for season two.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck they're going to do in season two. Oh my God, your hives are back.
I know, I'm getting itchy. I've been getting like these crazy hives.
Yeah, out of nowhere. It's out actually nowhere. Really weird. Maybe you have bed bugs.
No.
I'm kidding. but yeah, it was, I don't know. I'm so over the, as you have it, what is it?
As you like
and
it.
And so there is.
And there you have
and
it.
And so this shall be done.
just like that. Yo, don't look up. How about on Netflix, the movie? Don't Look Up.
I just want to say real quick, what a fucking complicated title that you fucking picked for that show.
I know.
And Just Like That. Like,
terrible. Well, that was their iconic line. That was Carrie's iconic line.
But I would have just said Sex and the City.
Reboot.
Rebooted and retooted. Like something.
Yeah. And Just Like That. So confusing. Don't Look Up on Netflix. We have to move on to that because that is Oscar buzz. What's the buzz?
Is it Oscar or is it Critics' Choice Awards?
No, there's Oscar buzz around it. Meryl Streep's in it, Jennifer Lawrence, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tyler Perry, Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That whole relationship between Jonah Hill and
Meryl Streep
and like how he's like, I would fuck her if she wasn't my mom.
Oh my God. I mean, it's pretty much Donald Trump and Donald Jr.
Yeah, because Donald Trump literally did say he would fuck his daughter if he wasn't her daughter.
Yeah,
if she wasn't
exactly.
His
he's disgusting.
Fucking weird as
fucking
shit.
Fucking disgusting. But what a great, great, great movie. My anxiety was like at a peak the entire movie watching.
I really liked it. I didn't love it. You really loved it. I was just like, this is all right. It's watchable. I watched it in one shot.
Me too.
I did pause for like maybe like 20 minutes and like masturbate, but then I came back.
And there you have it.
And just like that.
I thought that finally, for the first time, they did a movie within the past 10 years that actually represented like our new generation. Like they had memes and you saw like
yeah,
the
they had social media.
Social media
in
integrated
it.
And it's so that is our world.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're
and
right,
there's
you're right.
No movies, every movie that comes out now, you imagine that it was from like 30 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's not progressive at all. But like how are you gonna incorporate that? They nailed it. And yeah. Did you know it's Bernie Sanders, speechwriter, like political writer, that wrote the movie?
Interesting.
So like clearly,
well,
very funny.
Very Trumpish. The Meryl Streep was Trump.
Yeah.
Like that. And then Jonah Hill was Trump Jr.
Donald Jr.
And
yeah.
It's so funny because it couldn't be any more. Like, there's a fucking comet hurtling towards Earth. And they're like, just don't look up. Just don't do it. Don't look up. And yeah. Then all the fucking followers are like, don't look up. Don't look up. Fucking crazy. Like, these people are nuts.
Yo, but, great movie.
But yeah, it was a pretty good movie.
If you want a good belly laugh and like, it's like, you know, serious topics.
But it's satirical. Like, it's like funny. It's meant to be a funny movie, but it's also serious.
Yeah. And I love that. Dark comedies all the way. I love that. So you watched a movie, Rebelled?
No. Rebelde.
Oh.
So when I was young, there was a soap opera called Rebelde. Off the soap opera, they took out these six kids that formed a group called RBD. They were one of the biggest pop-selling groups in music history. More than the Spice Girls, more than, like, they made albums in Spanish, in English, in Japanese, in Portuguese. They were huge.
International.
Anyway, yeah, they really were. I met them, took pictures with them. It was
wow.
Crazy. Yeah, it was
oh,
amazing.
Those are the pictures.
Yeah.
Or you look like a
like
great.
A whole fucking
yeah.
Predator.
Nice.
Excuse me. So they rebooted the show from a soap opera to a TV show for Netflix. Same name, same type of concept. It's like these rich kids go to a private school, and but now the private school is known as the school that this band, RBD, came out of. So it's like now it's like a music school. Like, you want to be famous, you go to this school. It's kind of like Fame type of thing.
I mean, Kanye is doing that. Isn't he creating like a school for like superstars and basketball stars?
Yeah, and somebody's child already went missing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Are you serious? He hasn't been seen for like 2 months.
And he went to Kanye's school?
Yeah. So yeah, this is called Rebelde. It is in Spanish, but they have it dubbed in English too. So if you want to see, like, it's lighthearted, you know, drama, like teen drama type of thing. I really liked it.
And it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah. It's called Rebelde. And it's a reboot of the original Spanish one. It is still in Spanish. But yeah, I check it out. I was obsessed with this show and obsessed with the group. It was like my thing.
Wow. Yeah, next to Britney?
Next to Britney. I went to see them 4 different times. Like, and when I met them, and then the next year I went to a private concert that was only 200 people. And the girl, one of the girls, the only one that I took pictures with that hugged me, she pointed me out. Because I was like front row. And she pointed me out. And I was like, oh my God, you remember me.
Oh my God.
I don't know if she remembered me or not, but who knows.
So Rebelde was?
Rebelde.
Rebelde. Rebelde.
It means rebels.
So they were your Hillary Duff, like the Hillary Duff to
kind of, but like,
because I saw Hillary Duff like 4 or 5 times.
Kind of, but with like more fame, more talent, more
everything.
Husband. Hillary Duff at one point became like a Hillary Dud.
Oh, fine. Maybe it was her rock phase, her punk phase.
I don't know, but that probably because you were like angst. Like teenage angst, but not really.
Oh, I loved Hillary.
So you were like, I get it, Hillary. I'm also angry.
Yeah, pretty much. The Lost Daughter.
Okay.
Interesting movie.
Yeah, for sure. That also has Oscar buzz and Critics' Choice Award
buzz. Maggie Gyllenhaal's baby.
What?
The movie is Maggie Gyllenhaal's baby.
She directed it.
I think so. Let me look.
Did she direct it or did she write it?
Let me see.
But we'll get back to that. I did see it. I really liked it. It was strange. I did watch it in one shot. And when I say, guys, that I watched something in one shot, it means I didn't stop and I didn't like go and do other things and then come back to it. I just watched it straight through.
She is the director.
Okay. So, but it was a long movie. I think it was like 2 hours plus.
And it's the girl from 50 Shades of Black that plays a smaller part. She plays one of the...
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, that's what I meant. 50 Shades of Black.
What was her name? Dakota Johnson.
Johnson. That's Melanie Griffith's daughter.
Really?
Yes. I didn't know that until today.
I had no idea either.
Yep, I didn't know that until today. I always love Melanie Griffith in Milk Money. You ever seen that?
No. Sounds old.
A kid pays a stripper to date his dad.
Oh, sure.
Great movie. But yeah, that's her daughter. She stars in it. It's very interesting, very slow pace from what my mother told me.
Yeah, it definitely, the whole movie, let me tell you something. The whole time, I'm expecting something to happen. I'm like, oh my God, this bitch is going to lose her shit and she's going to kill everybody. And she just never does. But I swear to God, you think she's going to do it. You think, you're like, she's going to do something crazy.
There's been a lot of great slow-paced movies like that. There was the Sandra Bullock one that came out. What was that called? I made you watch it and you were like, it was okay. It was slow-paced. Sandra Bullock. And she played an ex-con.
Oh, The Unforgivable.
The Unforgivable. That's on Netflix. That was a pretty good movie.
The only good thing about that movie was the end.
I thought it was a great movie, but like I said, it's so slow paced.
I watched the one with Bruised with Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm. I watched Kirsten Dunst and her husband's movie called The Something Dog. The Lost Dog.
The Lost Dog. It can't be The Lost Dog. Everything's fucking lost. The Lost Daughter, The Lost Dog. Oh, I know what movie you're talking about now.
The Power of the Dog. Great movie.
I didn't watch that one.
Great movie, but so slow paced. You like think something's gonna happen.
Yeah, okay, but nothing happens.
Kind of. No. You should watch it.
I don't want to waste my fucking time. This bitch is gonna scratch your skin off. Ew, nobody wants to hear your ASMR of your dry ass skin.
I've tried everything. I've tried lotioning. Nothing. I swear, I don't know. Maybe it's COVID. Maybe my body's fighting COVID. Well, you have it now. No, well, I'm just kidding.
I have the anti-booties.
Yeah, that's true. Anti-booties. Oh, and speaking of booty, Pam Anderson is having a new series on Hulu.
Because Pam Anderson is known for her booty.
Her booty up here and her booty down there. So Pam Anderson from, what's that red bathing suit? Baywatch.
Everybody knows who Pamela Anderson is.
And well, because of her sex
tape. Her name
tape.
Is Pamela Anderson, not Pam Anderson. And nobody knows who Pam the Spray?
So her and her husband or boyfriend, Tommy Lee, they're famous for their sex tape that got released. They had a private sex tape. And
on a boat.
On a boat. And I've seen it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen it. His dick is gigornous.
I'm like, wow.
Gorgina.
So big that they're making a series out of it. Oh. And it's coming out February 22nd of 22. So 2-2-2-2-2-2-2.
I don't know. What more could they be talking about?
Oh, I don't know, but I can't wait for it. I'm really looking forward to it. Oh my God.
All right, this is really worrying me.
No, this is how it gets. And I wonder if it's these. Everything gives me hives. Everything.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm excited to see it, but
it'll be good.
I'm definitely gonna check it out. What I really loved, it's called The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Let me tell you, I don't know if you know who this person is. Her name is Tammy Faye
Baker. She a porn star?
No. Tammy Faye Baker. She was a huge televangelist. So it was like the people that preach on TV when that was like really hot in the 80s. And they got so fucking rich, her and her husband, John Baker. And turns out, you would recognize her if you saw her. She had like big hair, lots of mascara and eyeliner all the time. Like,
plastic
tons
surgery.
Of makeup. Looks like she has, but she doesn't. It's just a ton of makeup. Her name was Tammy Faye Baker. And her husband was cheating the church and stole millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars and basically got arrested and went to jail. And he was part of the 700 Club. Do you know the 700 Club? From ABC Family?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was part of that. They're part of the whole big fucking scam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was on HBO. It's
700 Club was always on TV at night. Yep. And I always was like, skip!
Or I would wake up at like 5 in the morning and to watch cartoons and it'd be the
700 Club.
So I'd watch it just until it was gone so I could watch Madeline. But
Madeline.
But yeah, so The Eyes of Tammy Faye on HBO. Awesome. Definitely check it out. I told some of my other friends to watch it and they were like, wow, this was really good. Definitely check it out.
Interesting. And now it's time to move on into celebrity gossip.
Gosh, gosh, my gosh. Peace be with you and with you. I bet you fucking missed that, bitches.
So Jenna Jameson, the porn star from like 25 years ago.
Jenna Jameson?
Jenna Jameson. She's paralyzed.
What?
She woke up one day and was unable to walk. No, she woke up with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Yeah, no, this is a syndrome where you just lose... Like, you can't move your body.
But, like, it's temporary.
Not always. Depends on how severe it is. I'm pretty sure I have a friend that had that.
Guillain Moore?
No. And she got better. She recovered.
Okay.
But it was so scary. And, but it was, like, months of rehabilitation.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what they had, but scary, very scary, and scary to wonder, will I ever walk again? Will I ever, or is this it?
Make another porn.
I know, I was going to make a joke, and my dad said that's not tasteful, but I was like, you know.
Tastes like cum.
Exactly. I mean, it's just like an opportunity for so many jokes, you can't walk again, but, you know. you know?
We're just going to leave that.
We're going to just leave it. Call into the podcast if you think we're inappropriate at 201-956-4108.
Or email us at whistawaytoypodcast@gmail.com.
Or DM us at WWYTpodcast.
That is actually Twitter.
Oh.
So follow us on Twitter at WWYTpodcast or DM us at whistawaytoypodcast on Instagram.
Yes. Tell us if we're inappropriate for making sex jokes. So here's something really, really exciting. Burp, 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 sound the trumpets. MJ Rodriguez, the house mother Blanca from Pose.
House mother of Evangelista. Live, work, Pose!
This is Ryan Murphy's brilliant work on FX. It's three seasons, but it's canceled. I mean, I don't know why they stopped doing it. It was so fucking good. And MJ...
I'm going to be honest with you. The reason why it was canceled, the reason I believe it was canceled, it's hard to do the ball scenes in the middle of COVID. Because there's too many people trapped in one space. So they had to cut down the ball scenes to just the people walking. Oh, and then they would shoot the people separately. And it was just too much.
Oh, no. Well, MJ Rodriguez,
she plays Michaela. Blanca.
Michaela is her name. She plays Blanca. She's from Newark, New Jersey. I actually have a friend of mine who was her French teacher, and she said she always was singing and dancing. She put lipstick on in class, and she would ask her, how do you say lipstick in French? Because other teachers would just kick her out, and she tried to, like, connect with her and would be like, how do you say that in French, you know, and this and that. Anyway, Michaela won the first Golden Globe as a trans woman for Best Actress in a Drama Series.
Wow.
Which was so incredible. That's making history. She also was the first nominated for an Emmy Award.
The first trans
woman ever nominated.
That's incredible. Because, first of all, she is an incredible actress.
Incredible.
All of them. All of them are amazing.
So natural. I love an actress who's just so genuine and sincere and isn't trying.
Every actor and actress in that entire show was absolutely incredible.
She beat out Jennifer Aniston.
Who?
MJ.
Yeah, beat out who?
Jennifer Aniston.
I don't know who that is. I don't know her.
Why?
Who cares about Jennifer Aniston?
From Friends?
From who?
Friends!
I don't know her.
Why do you hate her? What the hell?
I didn't say I hated her. I just said I don't know her.
What?
Jennifer who?
Aniston!
No.
You're weird.
Anal stain?
Oh my God.
Jennifer Anilstein.
You're drunk like Andy Cohen drunk on New Year's Eve.
He was on another level. Love him.
Andy Cohen got a lot of backlash for that. But like CNN obviously knew what they were getting into. He's the head of the Housewives and they're all belligerent all the fucking time.
Yeah, they really are.
He's always starting trouble.
But he was like belligerent and like
slurring
his words.
He was having fun.
No, because then he got political and like that's not having fun. Having fun is Miley Cyrus' tops fall off and she puts on a blazer. That's having fun. He got political and it got serious.
Well, he went on Howard Stern and he was like, I will not feel bad for having fun on New Year's Eve. He's like, feel ashamed for that. He goes, I work so hard and I go on TV and I do this thing and of course I'm going to be drinking. That's what you sign up for when you get Andy Cohen.
But I get it. Trust me, I get it. I'm the last person to be saying I won't be ashamed for having fun.
The only thing he regretted saying was telling Ryan Seacrest's fans that they're losers for watching Ryan Seacrest.
But I said the same thing.
I love Andy Cohen. I thought he was funny.
I was texting Christian earlier that evening, and I'm like, yo, are you watching the New Year's Eve show? He goes, no, I'm watching this thing that I'm going to tune into Ryan Seacrest. I'm like, Ryan Seacrest? How old are you, 65?
Oh my God.
And then I was like, everyone under the age of 40 is watching the Miley Cyrus part in New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, that was awesome. I loved it.
Amazing. Amazing.
I could have done without Pete Davidson.
Yeah. I could do without Pete Davidson in general, just in life.
I think that it was such a success. She's definitely going to do it next year, without a doubt. And she's going to have someone else.
For sure.
And it's going to be someone new with Miley every year. I really think. until she finds someone who was boring.
He wasn't funny.
I didn't think it was funny at all.
He's not personable at all.
I was just waiting to see Kim Kardashian in the front row the whole time. I was like, are they going to flash in and there's Kim?
No.
Oh my God. Well, there's drama there, yeah, and I'll talk to you about that. We got into a screaming fight over.
We did. For no Miley reason.
Cyrus. I actually started laughing about that this morning. I was like, we were like so heated talking about Miley and Kim. Okay. Oh, and here's last on our list. Demi Lovato just completed a stint in rehab. And you know what? Good for her.
Again, good for them.
Good for them. You're right. Well, they stopped their California sober lifestyle.
Which we already condemned from the beginning.
Yeah.
Horrible idea. Horrible example.
Yep.
For even for yourself, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Elton John is sober. He was like, you're an idiot for promoting this lifestyle.
Yep.
Especially... Demi is not like, oh, I drink every day. Or, oh, I smoke weed every day. Demi was doing hard drugs.
Heroin.
Overdose multiple times. That is not the person that you want living a California sober lifestyle. California sober.
So they retracted their statement. I no longer live a California sober lifestyle. Sober is the only way to live. So good for you, Demi. We're so proud of you.
We really are.
Maybe all those, like, the sugar-free rants, she was probably drinking.
It could be. I do want to clarify. Yes, we make jokes about Demi Lovato and everything, but we do want to say that we are proud of them, of the steps that they've taken to get help. We've said from the beginning, we've made all the jokes we've made, but we have said from the beginning, we just want Demi to get help.
Yeah.
For themselves.
And so we're so proud of you.
So we are proud that they have... But I think it's bizarre to have, like, an open appointment every couple of years just to make sure that you're not on, like, that you're still sober.
Well, they went back from the transition back home for the holidays, and I guess their family was there, and they had a live-in companion, sober companion, to stay with them during the holidays.
And this is why I said from the beginning that Demi is not like the regular American. We can't afford to have a live-in companion.
No.
That's why we can't
afford the money.
To live a California sober lifestyle. Someone with a California sober lifestyle can indeed have a live-in companion.
Yeah.
Because they can afford it. We cannot do that. That's why her promoting that, them promoting that California lifestyle was not cool.
Not good. Well, I'm glad that they retracted it. And now, speaking of Demi, let's move on into some music news.
We got some music shit going on.
Dawn FM.
Loved. Amazing.
It's like a new Michael Jackson.
Loved Jim Carrey in it. He was amazing. Really.
I missed the Jim Carrey song.
No, he was the announcer.
Oh, shit. That's who it was?
Yeah.
The whole time I'm like, where the fuck is Jim Carrey? And now we're talking
about that was Jim Carrey.
You're right.
Now when you hear it again, you'll be like, oh Jim.
Oh my God, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I thought it was so clever. I thought it was like going into a whole new world.
It felt like I was listening to the radio. Like, Dawn FM.
Very, very cool.
They had commercials. Like, it was great.
I know. That was very cool. And I love that Jim Carrey was a part of it. I mean, they're both Toronto fellas.
Toronto.
They're from Canada. So they have that in common. Yeah, I thought it was so great. There were, songs that I liked from it. And we can talk about it. Let me go to my Spotify. I heard you gave Spotify to another friend. I don't feel as special anymore.
I paid for your Spotify for 6 months. She's part of my plan called the Duo. You can only do it if you live in the same house.
Oh, cool.
So I only paid $3 extra for her.
So Take My Breath was good. Sacrifice was so good. Mm-hmm. I loved Sacrifice. Out of Time, Starry Eyes, and Don't Break My Heart were my favorites.
I loved honestly, the whole album was fantastic to me. The whole album.
Yeah, I listened to it twice, and I enjoyed it. The whole time, I'm like, oh, it's like a reborn Michael Jackson.
I kept thinking that Take My Breath, I looked at all his other albums, because I was like, I swear I have heard this song before. But I guess not. But I literally looked at all his albums, and I was like, I feel like I listened to this.
Like, they sound like it was meant to be. Like, it was always part of his repertoire. But then that makes sense why, like, he did the whole facial reconstruction surgery to, like, make this whole announcement. I think he's trying to be like Michael Jackson. But the thing is, he doesn't have the fans for that. Every single weekend post we do on Instagram is our lowest post.
Yeah.
Nobody ever likes any of our weekend posts.
I wonder why, because his music is fantastic. His personas that he gives us are amazing. But yeah, you're right. The fans are just not there. And I don't understand why.
I don't get it.
On Spotify, he's number three in the whole world.
But on Instagram, nobody ever gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's so interesting to me. I know, I'm done with mine too.
Tinkle. So guys, real quick. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do Dry January. And I'm going to, you know, follow in Demi Lovato's footsteps. And I'm going to live sober for a month. Boy. I made it 11 days. And I was like, Megan had no idea. I literally was going to announce it on the podcast and not drink and be like, you know, we're going to open the Coronas. And then I was going to be like,
I'm doing dry January. You love to keep secrets from me.
But, well, I wanted to do it for the podcast. And then Megan shows up with like White Claw, Corona Seltzers last night and new White Claws that have energy drinks in them and all this shit. And I'm like, well, how can I say no? So she forced me to drink, and
I did not force you. Get out of here. I said, don't do it. And you crack it, and you're smelling it.
She did say that.
And you're pouring it, and I'm like, don't do it. I'll drink it.
It tastes like vitamin C, by the way.
The Surge?
Yeah.
I fell right asleep at 8:30, as usual. I'm an old lady now. I don't know what happened. I go to sleep at like 9 o'clock every day.
Not me.
Sometimes 7:30. Like, I just like...
I literally passed out last night around like 10. And then I woke up at 10:30 and I came out to the living room and I was forcing myself to watch TV. And I was like, I'm off tomorrow. I refuse to go to sleep at 10:30.
Oh, you woke up at 10:30 at night?
Yeah, and then came to the living room.
That's so funny.
And then after the living room, I fell asleep on the couch 5 minutes later and I would wake up and I'm like, no.
Oh my God, you're so weird. I don't know why. You're the only person I know that hates sleep.
I just don't like it.
It's because you're an only child.
And then... I went back to my room and I was like, I'm going to try to read this book right now.
Oh my God.
So fucking drunk and I'm so fucking high and I'm like, I'm going to read this book.
At least your tolerance went down a bit after 11 days.
I had 4 White Claws.
Explain that's the reason why.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to I'm not trying to be sober. I'm only not drinking because I need my tolerance to go down.
He could drink like half a handle of vodka and not feel anything.
No, it's not that I don't feel anything. I'm not a mess.
When I have one shot and I'm a mess.
Like, I'll like black out. Don't get me wrong. And then like Kelly will be like, oh, remember when we... And I'm like, that never happened. And she goes, oh, you blacked out. But she goes, I couldn't even tell that you were that drunk. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I keep my composure. I'm not like
you're
a
so
mess.
Old school. That's how Betty White was. Betty White apparently was like one of the biggest drinkers. And there was a story. I forgot who it was. Oh, it was Perez Hilton. Said that he did a press thing for The Proposal. The movie that was with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. And he's like, I mean, I'm professional. So I was at the press thing early. Betty White was there just as early as I was. It was literally just the two of us waiting for everybody hours before it even started. And Betty goes, you want to go get a drink? And so they go to this mall, a Chinese Japanese restaurant, and they're ordering cocktails. She's like, Betty had like 3 or 4 like straight vodka. You couldn't even tell that she was like drunk at all. Then another story was told where she had like 8 cocktails and no dinner, was not eating dinner. It was at a restaurant. She had like 8, was completely bombed and still was so like had her composure. People were like, can I take pictures with you? And she's like, of course. And she's taking pictures with everybody. She had like 8 vodka drinks, no dinner.
I want to be Betty White.
But that's like a true, but that's so old school. Like old school people drank straight vodka at like 11 a.m.
I drink straight vodka. I drink gay vodka. I drink bisexual vodka.
So much that you have Tito's babies all the time.
But I refuse to have alcohol in the house right now because I'll fucking drink it.
Yeah, just stay away from vodka for a little while.
No, I have to stay away from everything.
I was going to actually bring vodka here, but then I didn't think you were going to drink today, but here you are. Ooh, so Miley Cyrus. Excuse me.
Ew, bro.
Miley Cyrus is the first female album, Plastic Hearts. I've been California dreaming. That was so bad. But her Plastic Hearts album was absolutely incredible. It came out November 27th last year.
I remember. It was amazing. That was like our anthem, like the whole fucking... Like,
was it last year? No, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 2022. It was 2020 when that came out. So 2 years ago. And it was right before Thanksgiving. It was the beginning of the pandemic. And that album, around the world, every single track on that album hit number one.
On iTunes.
On iTunes.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Miley Cyrus. So well deserved. We love you.
We love her. She's so great.
She looks just like my sister. It's so weird.
In some things, yeah, I've seen. I've
my sister played Miley Cyrus on New Year's Eve for Jane Lynch's. Jane Lynch once was hosting a New Year's Eve thing, and she played like the top hits of that year of whatever it was. And Miley Cyrus was like twerking and this and that. My sister played Miley Cyrus in that video.
That's hilarious.
Of Jane Lynch's. So funny. My sister is Miley in my eyes. Okay. Now it's time for our next segment. Ugh, eye roll.
Who cares? All right, Megan, what do we got in the who cares segment? Because I really don't care.
The pussy.
Cat dolls. I never forget a pussy.
Cat
doll.
The Pussycat Dolls tour is canceled. It was going to be going around, but now they're saying, you know what, because of COVID, we're not going to do it.
And those two people are going to be so disappointed that we're going to go. Anyways, who cares?
So the Nicole, the main singer.
Nicole Shring-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
Shring-a-ling-a-ding-dong. She, who's honestly, she's like not that talented, I mean.
No.
Right?
She's not
anything. But the Pussycat Dolls were so hot.
She ain't shit but a bag of chips.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me? Oh.
That's the wrong lyrics.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Also the wrong lyrics. Are they going to a park?
That's one of the lyrics.
No.
Yeah. They have a million verses of don't
no.
you.
No.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me?
Raw.
Ew.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was free like a freak like me? Don't ya?
Yeah, I know. They do it a million times.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw?
Yeah.
No. Wrong like me.
Wrong? What the fuck is wrong?
I don't know.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was like me? Don't ya?
What, like raw dog?
Yeah, I guess.
Ew. They're such pussies.
Cat dolls.
Okay, well...
Hold on, let's look it up. Now I want to...
Don't you want to know?
So, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like... All right, you got fun. I'll give you fun.
I thought it was wrong like me.
Wrong?
Like, you're so wrong.
Change wrong tongues.
Crab ragoons. It's a bit fishy in here. Smells a bit fishy. Well, speaking of smelly fishiness.
Pussycat dolls.
Nicole didn't even tell the other girl. She just released a whole statement saying, yeah, it's canceled. And all of, like, the pussies were like, what do you mean, meow? Meow!
Give us some milk!
Give us some milk. Milk money.
Nobody knows.
That's
that
too
is.
Funny. Anyway, who cares, pussycats?
Yeah, for real.
You're Nobody, over. Like, your days are over.
Five people were going to attend your concert, and three of them were on the technical crew.
Well, now it's time for
the Britney notification of the week!
Yeah. This is probably going to be the last Britney notification of the week for a long time.
I was just going to say that.
Britney is free.
She's engaged.
She is naked all over Instagram. And we're completely okay with that. There has been some backlash. People saying, oh, maybe she does need help. Da, da, da.
No.
Just so you know.
Look at Miley Cyrus naked. Kim Kardashian naked.
And nobody fucking blinks an eye. But I hope you know, Britney would have done this years ago had she not been in a conservatorship.
Yeah.
I want you to know that that iconic Rolling Stone cover where Britney was only 17 with the Teletubby and the telephone, it was her idea.
Love it.
Baby One More Time, that whole music video concept, it was her idea. At 18, she planned her entire world tour on her own.
She was a visionary.
She was a feminist. And why can somebody else do what she's doing right now with the emojis on her vagina and her tatas?
She can do whatever she wants.
And people are like, oh my God, she's crazy. She needs help.
She's not crazy. Did you see that hot ass thong pic?
You've been brainwashed.
Did you see her thong pic? I was like, oh.
What did she say? Red thong time or something like
that? I don't know. She looked hot. She looks good.
You know, and she is editing the fuck out of her pictures.
I don't think so.
She is.
She looks good.
Like, she's making her waist smaller. And I could tell. But who fucking cares? Like, does that hurt you?
No.
No. So, well, shut the fuck
up.
Leave her alone.
I think it's funny. Ear to ear, rear to rear.
I think it's hilarious. So, yeah. She's free. She's naked. That's it. Like, the conservatorship is done. Now, they're... Rosengart? Is...
I don't know.
Going to
touch of rose
get the attempt to get her money back. Her father had the audacity
to ask about
to him. Ask them to pay his lawyer fees.
Yep, I saw that.
And he was like, nah, bish.
But you know what? It must be somewhere in a contract. And he wouldn't be going the lengths to say she needs to pay my lawyer fees because it's somewhere in the contract. They have to prove that wrong.
But Megan, it's somewhere in a contract that is no longer binding because Britney did not sign the contract.
I know. We'll see.
So that
it'll be interesting.
The contract is no longer viable because Britney never signed it. And now that it's been proven that she's of sound mind and the conservatorship, the type of conservatorship Britney has can only be done if there is medical proof that you are incapacitated. Guess what? There's no medical proof.
I know. This will be so interesting.
So, you know what happened?
Jamie Lynn has to write a book to pay her father's fees.
And she's about to release the book on the 17th on Betty White's birthday.
How dare you? How rude!
How fucking dare you? Bitch, go eat a cheesecake. You know what? Not even. You don't deserve it. Sugar-free cheesecake for you, bitch. You don't deserve it. Fucking smushed ass nose. Not doing it.
Smushed nose. Don't be mean. Did you see her Good Morning America?
I was like, good night, bitch.
Honestly, I kind of shed a tear a little bit.
I know you did because you feel bad, but that's what she's doing. That's the whole point of
it. She's trying to sell her book.
Why? So you're telling me, oh, I've always had what's in the best interest for my sister. So I have no idea why this is happening. This is so new to me. And Britney's over here throwing everybody under the bus, including her. Come on now.
Well, she unfollowed her sister.
Britney unfollowed Jamie.
I wonder if it was after she had that one glass of wine.
So
after 13 years.
Do you
probably went straight
honestly
to
believe that Britney believes that Jamie Lynn had what's in the best interest for her?
I don't know. We all don't really know what goes on behind closed doors. Well, I think that you're right. I think she's trying to sell her book.
Of course.
But you
why? Because she has no other way to make money. Because Netflix is about to throw that bitch out of Sweet Magnolias.
Okay, well, we have to announce now. If you are listening to us right now, hello, welcome. It's Isaiah and Megbo. We are telling you now in advance that when her book comes out January 17th.
The things I should have shat. Oh, said.
Things I Should Have Said by Jamie Lynn Spears. We will be reading chapter by chapter live.
Live.
On Instagram.
An hour a day.
An hour.
Not an hour.
No. However
a chapter
long,
or two a day.
A chapter or two a week.
Oh, yeah. A week. I can remember.
And stay tuned for that because you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun. We'd never go live. And when you see us live, click it because you'll be listening to our fireside chat.
Yeah. Our fireside chat.
We're not going to announce what we're going to be dressed as.
But it's going to be a hoot and a holler for a dollar.
And if you want to listen to the book without paying for it.
Don't fucking buy Jamie Lynn's book.
Buy
I will
it.
Chase all of you down.
Don't buy it. We're going to steal it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to make somebody else not in our names get it for us. Illegally.
I just can't.
An illegal download. And we're going to read it out loud.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that. Anyway, fuck Jamie Lynn and Good Morning America.
Both of them.
Diane Sawyer. Fuck forgiving, you.
For giving her a platform. And, you know, a lot of fans are flipping out.
Good Morning America is Diane Sawyer.
Yeah. Fuck her.
Them. Fuck them all.
Not for nothing.
Of all places for her to go to do that interview. I can't wait to see Britney's reaction. I can't wait to see Britney's reaction.
You didn't
see
Britney post something earlier today? It was a typewriter. And she goes, where should I begin?
Oh, my God.
Yep. Where should I begin? I'll tell you.
Start
at the end. Start at the end and move forward.
Move forward. She's going to have a whole notes section. Swipe, 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 and read her notes. I love those. She told us through those swipes that she had her first glass of wine in 13 years at an Italian restaurant.
And the crazy thing is that her father wouldn't even allow people that drink on her table.
Meanwhile, he's a huge alcoholic.
Enormous.
Fucking. I feel bad for Britney. You know what? She needs to be free and naked. Because I love it.
Britney wrote, shall I start from the beginning?
Let's start at the very beginning. It would have been funnier if she put Julie Andrews, like with a guitar. Let's start at the very beginning.
I don't know what that is.
A very good place to start.
What the fuck is that?
Do Re Mi from Sound of Music. That's how it starts. Let's start at the very beginning.
Do, a deer.
A female deer.
Ray.
A drop of golden sun.
Me?
A name I call myself.
Far.
A long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, tea, a drink with jam and bread. That'll bring us back to do. Oh,
all right.
Oh. Okay. And now it's time for the Carl Jenner caboodle.
What's in your caboodle?
Tristan Thompson's baby boy.
Honestly, I think I'm on Team Tristan at this point.
Oh, because, boy.
Chloe is just a fucking mess.
Oh, no. Chloe.
Poor Chloe.
I mean, they're broken up at this point. Jesus, she'll never take him back. That was it. Finally, you know what? This is the nail in the coffin that she needed. Thank God it's done and it's over with. She's humiliated. I hope she finds an accountant.
She's humiliated.
Someone so boring.
For like the fifth time.
I hope she finds someone so incredibly boring in her life that can just take care of her. You know?
She doesn't need someone to take care of her. That's the thing. She can take care of herself.
No, I know. But I just mean like if she wants to like have sexual relations with a man.
Get a prostitute.
Get a boring, boring person that'll just...
Get Bill Gates.
Will be your biggest fan. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God.
And don't get another ball player.
So sad.
And Lamar Odom commenting. She needs to get away from all these ballers.
Shock
because course. They're filled with semen that are going to impregnate other people. Okay? And it's, you know, I really feel terrible. And then his last statement was to Chloe apologizing.
But like...
Because they were together in March.
The crazy thing is that he...
They were together in March, and that's when he cheated on her.
On his birthday.
Oh, my God. And then he had, like, the audacity to be like, the timing of it all, being like, it's not my baby. But, like, you had sex with her during that time. So, like, what do you mean it's not her baby? Your baby. I just feel so bad for Chloe and her many faces.
Chloe has had all these different versions of herself, and he's cheated on all of them. Like, he will never be... He had ugly Chloe, he had pretty Chloe, he had weird plastic surgery Chloe, he had filter Chloe, and all of them...
Who does he think he is? Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon?
Yeah, who has kids with everybody.
Yeah, but he doesn't... At least he doesn't cheat!
Yeah, at least he's not a cheater. Pumpkin eater.
Pumpkin cedar.
Pussy eater.
But yeah, I don't feel bad. Is that bad?
I mean, they're billionaires. No, I don't feel bad either.
No, it's not.
I don't feel bad for anybody who has that much money. Anybody that has that much money, I mean, except for Britney Spears, I don't feel bad. Meanwhile, I'm wearing a Britney Spears shirt. How did we not say this?
But the thing is, it's not that, first of all, I just want to make it clear. Britney was a prisoner.
Yes. Prisoner.
She, her bank had all that money. She didn't have all that money.
You're right.
Her father had all that
money. You're right. So you do feel bad.
That's a whole horse of a different color.
All right. So now Kim and Pete Davidson. Ugh. That's a whole nother caboodle.
All right. Picking on Pete. Not doing it.
No. He's thinking about proposing.
Gross. Bro, it's been like 2 months.
I know. He proposed to Ariana Grande so fucking quick, too. What does he want to get married so bad? He's got a huge cock, huh? But the, Cocker Spaniel?
The thing is that I feel like he's...
Gotta be at least 10 inches.
Trying to get...
About this wide.
To get married so fast. But everyone he tries to get married so fast to is a giant fucking superstar.
So Kim unfollowed Miley Cyrus. You know, Pete Davidson did the Miley's New Year's Eve bash and hosted. And Miley went back to... Well, Miley and Pete promoted their New Year's Eve bash on The Tonight Show. And she sang, "It should have been me." She sang like a whole song saying, "It should have been me. He's dating." And then went to his apartment afterwards that same night. And Kim unfollowed Miley. So they definitely had some hanky-panky happening. Why would they go to his Staten Island apartment from New York City?
I just feel like...
That's a far travel.
You're making it seem like Miley just went to the house.
She could have been like, "Come on, let's keep this party going." And he's like, "All right, let's go back to my place."
And he said, "Yes, let's go back to my place."
Oh my God.
To my aunt's basement.
Oh my God.
Where he lives.
Wow. They probably had a good time.
He must have like severe anxiety or depression or something to be still living in his mom's basement.
Well, he said that Bob Saget helped him with his mental and suicidal issues. I saw Pete make a whole post about Bob Saget. And I love Bob Saget. What a tragic loss for Hollywood.
Yeah. He was a very nice man. And no one had a bad thing to say.
I know he had dirty jokes. That was his whole point, was shock value. He was so pinpointed for being Danny Tanner, the father of television.
He was Hannah Montana-ing us. Hannah Montana was this cute little angel, so then Miley had to be crazy and twerking and everything
to
get
away
from that image.
To sell comedy.
Yeah.
That's what he had to do. He would make Olsen twins jokes
The thing is, people get so fixated on a character and they're like, "This is who you are."
Like he...
It's called acting.
He had a joke where he would talk about the Olsen twins and he could tell the two apart because Ashley swallowed. You know, like sick jokes like that. He also talked about Kimmy Gibbler. "Yeah, I feel bad for Kimmy. I banged her." "Nah, I'm kidding. That's wrong. I put my pinky in her butt. I was on NyQuil. I don't remember shit." All right. Like he always made jokes like that. But you know what? They still loved him anyway because they understood, you know what? This is his comedy. I'm sure he asked them before he even did the joke. And they said he probably would apologize profusely, saying, "I'm so sorry if it went that far." And would go for 15 minutes apologizing for dirty jokes that he made about them. And they'd be like, "It's okay, Bob." You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. And he still would keep going because he felt so bad. But he still did the jokes anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, at least he apologized.
He loved the Full House crew. He loved them.
I mean, it was family.
Yeah, he even said, like, there's like video footage of him at the Fuller House reboot and he is like literally sobbing, saying that how this family was like even more important than his own family at the time. He was like, "I didn't even like my daughter. And then I saw Jodie Sweetin come over and sleep over and hang out with my kids and I thought, oh, maybe I do like my daughter." You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, but it took the Full House crew to understand family.
Damn.
I mean, he had a huge career.
That's all you had.
That's all he had. And then he talked about how, you know, DJ Candace Burr, whatever her name is.
Candace Cameron
Burr. She's the born-again Christian. She, they said how they would, like, literally have, like, father-daughter, like, fights, even, like, on set, you know what I mean? On how the mom died of Full House. Like, he would say it was a terrible car wreck, and then the writer would be like, "Oh, but it was cancer." And they even like made a joke being, I don't even know where I'm going with this.
All right. You're getting drunk.
They said that, and then they solved it being like, she had cancer during the car wreck.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway. Okay. We're still in the Kar Jenner caboodle. Going on a tangent. Kanye now dating Julia Fox.
The model. Actress? What the fuck is she?
She's like a big Keeping Up with the Kardashian fan. She was a huge fan of Kim.
That's not her claim to fame.
They went on like their second date and he had a whole hotel suite of clothes for her.
I just think that, well, Kim said
she's
rather a fan than a hater.
did she say that? Yeah. So I saw that she supported it.
She'd rather Kanye be dating a fan than a hater. Like, that's a nice fan of Kim than a hater.
Yeah.
Because I'm hater enough. Because
if Kim comes into the picture, which she will, she's a co-parent.
Yeah.
You better not hate me. You better be kissing my patootie. My four patooties in one.
Jesus.
Speaking of patooties, we got our closing entree, and it's a good one.
Closing entree,
Isaias, do you got a closing entree?
I don't. Oh. Not today.
Well, I sure do. So, a girl who made $37,000, like, what, a year or a month? She has been selling farts in a jar. I think it's a month, because that's got to be, like, impressive like that. Yeah. So, $37,000 a month selling farts in a jar. She was hospitalized for farting too much. And she's got to, like, put that on a hold. She's got to, like, stop doing that for a bit.
She is hospitalized for gastrointestinal pain.
Oh my God.
Due to, basically, gas being trapped in her
stomach. Do you think
she
eats foods that are, like,
of
very
course.
Gassy?
Taco Bell. Why did I say like
Chipotle.
That?
Chipotle.
Taco Bell.
That'll put blood in your underwear.
Taco Bell, Chipotle, Qdoba's. I love Qdoba's. Gotta go to Moe's, hoes. Oh, I hate Moe's. I don't understand why people like Moe's.
But
Brussels
sprouts. Do people really get off on
shit
in a jar or fart jars?
Yes.
What are they like?
I've had... Oh, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. I've had guys ask me to shit on them, and I was like, no, thank you. It's gonna be a mess.
Oh my God.
I've had guys ask to piss on me.
You should.
I'm like, absolutely not. Bye.
If you ever get that offer again, you should like charge them like $37,000.
No, absolutely not. Disgusting. My dignity is worth more than $37,000. Thank you.
You wouldn't poop on somebody for that?
No.
Why not?
What the fuck? Because I know.
I wish I had a jar of pooping in, like pooping into a jar for like that much money. Sign me up, because I shit all the time.
Then go to the fucking doctor and poop in a test tube so they can examine it. Because if you're pooping that much, you probably should get examined.
I mean, I'm constipated all the time. I poop in the morning every day.
Every day.
Every day, first thing in the morning, and that's it.
I do too. 5:30.
It's really? Coming
out. Yeah.
First thing in the morning.
Only when I wake up, like, to go to work.
I like how we're telling our audience our bowel.
But if I don't work, I can hold it in till I wake up.
Yeah, it's
but
usually when I wake up.
When I wake up and I start, I'll stretch. I'm like, whoa!
I got a turtle head poking out.
It's furry dogging.
I got a turtle head poking out. And on that note, deuces!
Whistle while you're twerking.